First, an oil pipeline operated by the energy firm Enbridge is facing legal actions on two fronts, from the state of Michigan and from Upper Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The tribe is hoping the company shuts down its Line 5, which runs through the reservation along the shores of Lake Superior. Enbridge has said it's open to rerouting the pipeline outside of the tribe's land. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
You've been following this pipeline for a while. Can you give us a reminder of where this Line 5 runs and what it does?
Yeah, Line 5 is a pipeline that carries up to 540,000 barrels of natural gas liquids and crude oil per day from Superior to Sarnia, Ontario. And that path of the pipe goes, it splits into dual pipelines as it crosses under the lake through the Straits of Mackinac, which connects Lakes Michigan and Huron.
And last week, we hear the tribe took legal action, the Bad River Band took legal action against Enbridge. What are they seeking in this lawsuit?
Well, they want to see the pipeline shut down immediately. They feel that it is a risk to the Bad River and Lake Superior and their reservation. So they want to see the line shut down immediately.
You talked to some tribal members and leaders about Line 5. Here's a listen to Bad River Tribal Council member Dylan Jennings.
What people really, really should understand is the constant fear and anxiety that our community has had to endure, stemming from years of constant, you know, unknown and threats that the line poses.
What are some of the specific threats that the tribe has raised?
Well, the tribal members there have said that the river is changing and that conditions on the river are causing a meander or an oxbow, where basically it's eroding away a riverbank that is close to the pipeline. And back in the 60s, it was further away, like 320 feet or so, and now it is within 30 feet of that pipeline, threatening to expose it and leave it unsupported and opening it up to other stresses like, you know, flooding that they have seen on the Bad River and other issues like debris in that river.
Talking to WPR reporter Danielle Kading, based in Superior, talking about an Enbridge pipeline through the state and legal action challenging that pipeline from a northern Wisconsin tribe and from the state of Michigan. Now, in response to what's coming from the tribe here, Danielle, what is the company, what is Enbridge saying about this?
Enbridge has said that, you know, they've been operating this pipeline safely through the reservation since 1953, and that they have been in mediation since the easements for certain tracts of the line expired in 2013. They say that for the majority of the line that runs through the reservation, that they continue to have a right-of-way or easements on that that won't expire until 2043. They are hoping for a solution, and they have even said that they would be willing to reroute the pipeline outside of Bad River's reservation.
Has the Bad River tribe responded to that concept of Enbridge's idea of rerouting the line?
Yeah, they have, and they're not having it. They want the pipeline removed immediately from the watershed. It's not acceptable for them to have it rerouted directly outside of the reservation because they say it would still impact water resources, and so they're opposed to that as well.
As we mentioned, that's one of the lawsuits. We're also hearing action from the state of Michigan. What's happening there?
Yeah, in the state of Michigan, Attorney General Dana Nessel there has started legal action to decommission the pipeline. She was threatening to sue as the administration, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, was trying to negotiate with Enbridge to find a way to get the aging pipeline, which is 66 years old, out of the straits because they're worried that it's susceptible to an anchor strike and other stresses that could possibly spill oil into the Great Lakes. So they want that old line out as soon as possible. They had been trying to come to an agreement. Enbridge had proposed this $500 million tunnel construction deal, which would create a tunnel where a new pipeline would be housed within that. But from Michigan's point of view, that would not happen fast enough. You know, their original timeline for that project was around 10 years. They said that that's too much time to have this aging pipeline in the Great Lakes. And later, Enbridge came back and said, well, we can do it in 5, but really they just want to see that pipeline removed as quickly as possible and are now it's in the courts.
Where is this oil actually coming from? I know it flows into Superior and then out through this Line 5. What's the ultimate source of it?
Canada. It's a Canadian energy firm, Enbridge is. And so all of the oil that comes through that line comes from Canada to Superior and goes through its lines, as well as the natural gas that comes from Superior as well.
What are the alternative ways to transport it? You touched on this a little bit in your reporting.
Yeah.
There's pipelines which have their risks, but the other alternatives have risks as well.
Yeah, there have been a couple of studies or reports that have come out about, you know, other alternatives to moving crude oil or natural gas liquids, and they have mixed results. One study by London Economics International, which was commissioned by the National Wildlife Federation, says that, you know, if they were to do this by trucking, it would be around $1.31 more per barrel than using Line 5, and that cost increase would be just lost in the typical noise of crude oil volatility. Another analysis commissioned by the state of Michigan found that moving by truck or barge was not viable or feasible, so it had alternative results on that, and it said that rail transportation was probably the most practical and cost-effective of the three alternatives, but with rail transportation comes more risk, and it should be noted that a lot of that risk would be seen more in Wisconsin than it would be in Michigan.
What are you watching for next with these various legal challenges? What's the timeline for when we could see action on these?
When it's in the legal system, I don't know if you can predict that. It seems like a lot of these court battles have been long and drawn out, which is why Enbridge is pushing, at least in the state of Michigan, for the tunnel project to move that forward, because they see that as the quickest way to get that aging pipeline out of the Great Lakes. As far as Bad River's concerned, they want to see that line removed from their reservation lands, and I guess it's anyone's guess how long this will take and if it's going to continue through the justice system.
And as we speak, and as it waits for court action, the oil and natural gas is still flowing, right?
It's still flowing. Yep, up to 540,000 barrels per day.
Danny, thanks a lot for bringing us up to speed.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. She was with us for an update on Enbridge's Line 5 after the company was sued by the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, also a lawsuit, as we heard, from the state of Michigan.